In South Africa, the corporate world is slowly coming to grips with the cost of HIV. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange is drawing up new rules that require all listed companies to disclose the financial risk that HIV and AIDS pose to their operations. Many companies could lose up to a third of their workforce to the disease. Now, some large corporations have started providing free antiretroviral drugs to their staff. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from the South African mining town of Carletonville.
Carletonville is a dusty town about 60 miles southwest of Johannesburg. The chalky red soil is dotted mainly with scraggly bushes, but below the surface, the earth is rich in gold. Anglo Gold's sprawling mining operation here sits over one of the deepest gold shafts in the world. It also sits on one of the world's hotspots of HIV. The South African mining industry relies heavily on single men, historically black men, who live for months in dormitories. They work hard, drink hard, and often engage in casual or commercial sex. As much as 30% of the workforce here is believed to be HIV positive. Anglo Gold runs its own 300-bed hospital in Carletonville. Kaliso Sachwa, who's worked underground in the mine since 1976, is waiting in the lobby. Last year, he was feeling weak, and a company doctor diagnosed his ailment as HIV. Anglo Gold now provides Sachwa with free antiretroviral drugs.
I think this table has helped me a lot because I'm now fit.
More than 20% of South African adults are infected with HIV, and the government says it can't afford to provide free AIDS drugs to everyone who needs them. Dr. Petra Kruger, who runs Anglo Gold's HIV/AIDS program, says the company started offering free antiretrovirals to its employees in Carletonville in April.
Really what drove this overall is the moral ethic to provide antiretrovirals. You cannot withhold treatment that is shown to help a condition.
But it was also a matter of economics. One executive with Anglo Gold notes it's cheaper to treat HIV than to replace thousands of sick and dying workers. And many large companies in South Africa are coming to this same realization. BMW started offering free AIDS drugs to the workers at its automotive assembly plant outside Pretoria 2 years ago.
HIV is a manageable disease. It should be no different to your diabetes, to your hypertension.
Natalie Myatt, the occupational health physician at the factory, says BMW has pushed its employees to find out their HIV status.
If you're diabetic and you don't know, you're going to be absent often. And it just, HIV needs to be managed, and it can be managed.
The pandemic is also affecting the domestic market for goods. Last year, AIDS killed 250,000 South Africans, most of them in the prime of their earning years. Money that might have been spent on new refrigerators or television sets instead went to funerals. In the southeastern province of KwaZulu-Natal, the recent decline in the sale of Coca-Cola has been attributed to HIV crippling or killing consumers. Richard Feacham, the executive director of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB, and Malaria, says in many developing countries, corporations are just starting to see the effects of HIV and AIDS on their bottom line. Feacham says a few companies in the third world are beginning to provide medical care specifically for employees with AIDS.
The reality is that the public sector in most countries is not even beginning to deliver those services. And therefore corporations, either for self-interest or because of good corporate citizenship, need to stand forward and start to do things for themselves.
But linking AIDS drugs that need to be taken for life with employment can be problematic. Amongst people with AIDS in South Africa, Joseph Rapuleng is relatively fortunate. Because he works for Anglo Gold, he has access to antiretroviral drugs, but his wife doesn't.
Anglo Gold is only helping the workers. Now, how can they help us that they must give our wives as well? I don't know.
Rapuleng worries that while he may live, his two children could lose their mother. And if he loses his job, he too could be cut off from the life-extending drugs. Officials with Anglo Gold say the company considered these difficult moral questions before starting to dispense antiretrovirals, but they decided Anglo only has the infrastructure to give the medicine to its current employees, and they hope the government will play a wider role in providing AIDS drugs. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Carletonville, South Africa.